And we're in Birmingham, Alabama today, visiting station WBHM, which has been doing some deep reporting on the explosive prison scandal in this state. You might know the Justice Department issued a scathing report at the beginning of the month and gave the state a deadline to improve conditions, conditions which sound, frankly, medieval and may be hard to hear. Murders, suicides, overworked officers caging themselves off from prisoners, some of whom write pleas for help on the walls in the blood from their own knife wounds. Reporter Mary Scott Hodgkin is in the WBHM studio with us. And Mary Scott, this is shocking. As many as 24 incarcerated people murdered in the last 2 years. That may have gone up recently. A homicide rate 10 times the national average. You know, take us inside Alabama's prisons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really is shocking. The level of violence is beyond, you know, what you see throughout the country. The Department of Justice, like you said, issued that report earlier this month that went into some fine detail about this, detailing gruesome acts of specifically prisoner-on-prisoner violence and sexual assault. There were examples of inmates being stabbed 20 times, stabbings that involved, you know, homemade knives 9 or 10 inches long. There was one specific case of a prisoner in St. Clair, one of the maximum security correctional facilities here, who was strangled in 2016 and was found lying on his bed face down, and his face had been flattened to the extent where, you know, they said that the DOJ officials said that it likely, the prisoner had likely been there for some time. So there's also this note of these violent offenses happening and correctional officers not responding in time or not being there to catch it happening, not responding.
Will you say there was even an event today? Were you just saying
Well,
that?
The Alabama Department of Corrections released information today about an incident that happened Friday evening in one of the state's facilities that involved 11 inmates, an incident of violence where two of them were stabbed. No one appeared to die from that incident. But it clearly is an ongoing problem. And it's not only violence, it's also sexual assault and, you know, the detail is gruesome. And then, of course, in addition to the Department of Justice report, you have an issue with mental health. There's an ongoing class action federal lawsuit with the Alabama's Department of Corrections that's about mental health. There are additional portions of the case about medical care and dental care that have yet to kind of be taken to trial. But this portion with mental health care in 2017, the federal judge on the case ruled that mental health care in state prisons was horrendously inadequate, specifically citing issues of, you know, prisoners not receiving basically any care or having any mental health treatment, no screening of inmates for suicide risk. And then since that finding in 2017, there's been a spike in inmate suicides. We've had 15 suicides in 15 months in state prisons, which is really stands out nationally as far as the rate of suicide among inmates. And that prompted a recent trial about suicide preventions in state prisons. That is a carryover of this this ongoing lawsuit. And the federal judge on the case is actually expected to release a decision about suicide prevention in state prisons this week.
Right, but you mentioned also, you know, the correctional officers, there's not enough. You know, there's already been orders about that, right?
Right.
To increase the number?
Exactly. Stemming from this lawsuit with Alabama Department of Corrections, the department has been ordered by the federal judge to hire over 2,000 additional correctional officers by 2022.
Okay. So increasing the staffing levels. Talk about, though, how staffing is an issue. I mean, you know, I read in part of the report how because they are short-staffed but also frightened, some of these correctional officers are caging themselves off.
Right.
And not even interacting with the prisoners.
Right, because the ratio is stark. They're, you know, sometimes just one correctional officer to oversee, you know, as many as 200 inmates in a dormitory-style living facility. And so, you know, the ADOC, Alabama Department of Corrections, has about a third of the correctional officers that it needs. And some of the prisons operate with less than 20% of their authorized staff. And so this is tied into the issue with mental health because there's not enough staff. And the current commissioner of the Department of Corrections, Jeff Dunn, says he's really seen this as a challenge.
Let's listen.
Mental health professionals in general across the state and across the country are hard to come by. And asking folks to come and work in the prison environment makes it even more difficult. So there's challenges there.
Yeah, and you saw this with your own eyes, Mary Scott, because you visited the prison. You can see it.
Right. Yeah, of course. It's not just mental health professionals that are hard to hire. It's correctional officers. There's been a decline in the number of correctional officers within the past 5 years or so. You can see it. There's just a line that goes down of the number of folks who are working in the state prisons, and because they get paid low wages, and it's violent. It's not only violent for inmates, but it's violent for staff as well.
Well, it also leads to things like warehouse. Housing the prisoners. And one of the management issues brought up a lot is this use of, they're called segregation cells, prisoners placed in isolation. These exist in other prisons, but describe what's happening in Alabama.
Right. Yeah. So that's been a big source of attention because in Alabama, they're often used for punishment or to protect inmates who are at risk of harm. And then they're also used sometimes when prisoners may be at risk of suicide. They'll be placed in segregation units or in isolation. And then they're not, you know, whether they're on there in segregation cells for suicide watch or not, they're not monitored adequately. There's not enough staff to go in and monitor them. And I spoke to a former prison warden about this. His name's David Wise. He spent 28 years with the Department of Corrections in Alabama. And he says, you know, this is a huge problem.
Some of these segregation units are almost run like dungeons today. But you take a man, leave him in a cell for 23 hours a day, and when he does come out to exercise on the yard, it's a very small fenced-in yard. It's the only exercise he gets. He goes back inside. After you sit in there for 23 hours for weeks, months, even years, like I've seen some of them do, they tend to lose their mind.
I mean, dungeons, and to hear that word used. What's been the reaction from state officials?
Well, this has definitely put a lot of pressure on state officials to take action. The DOJ report that came out earlier this month put a timeline for the state to take action. They had 49 days from the date, so it puts it about late May that the state, you know, needs to show progress or they could face a lawsuit from the U.S. Attorney General's office. And so the state has come up with – they have a plan that they've released earlier this year, the governor, Kay Ivey, along with Jeff Dunn, the Department of Corrections Commissioner, to build three regional prisons to consolidate a lot of the men's prisons. And this would cost about $900 million. And, you know, it's gotten kind of mixed reactions. Maria Morris is an attorney with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is one of the plaintiffs on that mental health lawsuit that I mentioned previously with the Department of Corrections. And, you know, she says the focus should be beyond just the facilities.
There's probably some need to do some building. There's a shocking level of violence in the prisons. There is a lot that they need to do.
Look, there are people who believe that this is, in effect, an extension of slavery, as Jim Crow was. Not that all the inmates are African American, but what is the sense of what's going on?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, it's really like warehousing a lot of these inmates. These facilities are big. They're, you know, a lot of these prisoners are kept in these dormitory style facilities where, you know, anything really goes, and, you know, acts of violence are happening and there's no one there to catch it or stop it. And then you have reports of inmates going to correctional officers to, you know, ask for help or to tell them that they're at risk. And then, you know, later they're stabbed or they're murdered. And so, it's like a society operating within a society.
Yeah. And so the DOJ has its requirements and its suggestions, but you've had reaction from the state. I mean, your governor wants to keep this an Alabama problem. So talk just in the minute we have about that tension.
Oh, yeah. The state wants to avoid federal intervention for sure. And they, you know, they have this plan, this $900 million plan to build the prisons. But there's also, you know, a focus on staffing. Everybody kind of agrees that staffing is the big issue. And I think that this has really drawn attention for the public as well, because prisons in general is kind of out of sight, out of mind. And so I think this DOJ report specifically has really raised the bar and, you know, got people talking about it.
Well, at least in Birmingham where we are, you know, we know there are people who really want to move beyond this image of the state. So
yeah, absolutely.
This is going to stay in the news. Reporter Mary Scott Hodgen at WBHM here in Birmingham, Alabama, who's been doing some terrific reporting on this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.